朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
那其实从我们的经历里面来讲的话，我们更容易了解的是，人人其实都很需要爱。
From our experience, we can be more accurate that everyone needs love.
我们需要被接纳，我们需要被宽恕，我们需要被了解，我们需要被鼓励，我们需要被引导。
We need to be loved, accepted, understood, and then also being led.
但是今天我们都可以在神，在他的爱子里面，我们都可以找得到。
But today we can find all of that in God's Son Jesus.
刚才高弟兄说他来是看女儿的，其实是看孙女的。
Brother Gao said that he came actually to visit his daughter, but actually his granddaughter.
然后我就想起张路加牧师曾经引用别人的讲话说，早知道 第三代这么可爱，就不需要第二代了。
I remember Pastor Luke John once quoted someone says, if I knew my grandchildren are so cute and lovable, I would just skip my children.
但是我们在他们那里一眼就看出他们父母亲爱女儿爱得不得了的。
When we were there, we could clearly see that how they love their children, their daughter.
趁着我们今天有这样子特殊的关系，还能够在一起，大家应该好好彼此相爱啊。
We ought to love one another when we still have the relatives and family around.
本来我今天要讲大卫的下半什么下半篇哈。
Actually, today, originally, I planned to deliver the message on David.
然后我发现很多人已经很盼望我讲大卫的下半句。
And then I noticed that a lot of people are already expecting with great expectation about that message.
为什么这么一个爱主的，这么一个伟大的属灵伟人会有那样子的滑跌跟失败？
That how can a great spiritual giant have such terrible failure?
那我们留到将来讲。
I will leave it to future.
那今天你看我只剩下15分钟。
Now I only have 15 minutes.
所以我讲一点关于父亲节我们彼此的勉励。
So I just share with you some encouragement.Especially for Father's Day.
我相信我们都承认全世界最完美最标准的父亲或是父亲的榜样就是天父。
I'm sure we can all agree that our Heavenly Father is our most perfect role model for a father.
孩子们你不要太高兴哈，马上就说你看 my dad is not like Heavenly Father.
So children, please do not think so happy now. See, my dad is not the perfect.
你要翻成国语。我刚才是讲英文，那你不要高兴说，哎呀，你看我的爸爸不像天父那么好。
So please don't be happy saying that. Hey, my father is not as good as our heavenly father.
你知道最完美、最标准的儿子的榜样是谁吗
？But do you know about the best, most perfect role model of being a son?
谁呀？谁 ？Jonathan.
Being a son.
Jesus Christ, 对不对？好，耶稣基督，他信而顺服，他 trust and obey in love, 在爱的里面对父亲绝对的信服，绝对的相信，完全的顺服。
So the best role model for being a son is Jesus Christ, who trusts and obeys his heavenly father.
那个当以利亚要升天的时候
，When Elijah was about to be taken up to heaven,
我们都知道摩西对于约书亚来说像属灵的父亲，以利亚对以利沙来说像属灵的父亲，保罗对提摩太提多来说是属灵的父亲。
We all know that Moses is like spiritual father to Joshua, and Elijah the spiritual father for Elisha, and Paul spiritual father to Timothy and Titus.
当以利亚要升天的时候
，So before Elijah was taken up to heaven.
以利沙放下所有的东西，他一路上跟着以利亚。
Elisha pretty much laid down everything and just follow all the way with Elijah.
到最后，以利亚回头问他说：“我要升天了，你要什么？你尽管告诉我。”
So finally, Elijah turned around and asked, "So I'm about to be taken up to heaven. Tell me what you want."
以利沙，他没有要更好的环境，要更高的权力。更好的成就。
Elisha did not ask for better environment or higher achievement or success.
他向以利亚要说，愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。
He asked for the double portion of his spirit.
换句话说，在以利亚的身上，让以利沙看见了一个别人身上所没有的尊贵、气质和说不出来的 一个宝贝。
So in other words, Elisha was able to see in Elijah something that is very noble and something that's very treacherous.
这个东西超过了这个地上他所有看过、所有曾经羡慕、想追求到的东西。他就是觉得在他的父亲身上有一个东西是别人没有的。
In other words, he was able to see something that's very precious, more precious than anything that he could see and find in this world.
所以我在想，我们在这里庆祝父亲节的时候，我们父亲们也想一想，孩子们也想一想啊。
As we're celebrating Father's Day, I hope that fathers will think about it and children will also think about it.
我不晓得父亲们当这个问题问出来的时候，你的答案会是什么？
I don't know for fathers, if you are asked this question, what would be your answer?
就是如果你对你的儿子说，你从你父亲身上得到最大的祝福或最想得到的到底是什么？
If you ask your children, what is the most precious thing that you want to gain from your father?
你想你的孩子会回答什么？
What would be your child's answer?
同样的，做孩子们的。
Likewise for children.
如果当你面对这个问题的时候，
When you face this question, when you are asked this question,
就是在你这一生里面，从你的父母身上，你得到最大的祝福到底是什么？
What is the greatest blessing that you have received from your parents?
我相信这个问题其实从某一个角度来说是很难回答的。
I'm sure this is a hard question to answer.
因为人的本性很习惯的就是看到对方的不完全。
Because naturally, we will see.The imperfection in others.
所以可能孩子们对父母亲有很多很多的不满意。
So yes, so children might have a lot of complaints about their parents.
同样的，父母亲也会觉得遗憾，遗憾，遗憾，为什么我的儿子不像他？为什么我的女儿不像那个人？
And then parents will have about the same regrets likewise, like how come my daughter is not like his daughter and my son is not like her son?
如果我们还是带着同样的 mentality 跟 attitude, 我们带着同样的想法、同样的态度继续下去的话，我相信我们这一生都不会满足的。
If we continue on with such attitude and mentality, I'm sure we'll never get satisfied in this life.
而是我们都应该心里面想说，就着一个父亲、母亲，或者就着我是一个女儿、儿子，我到底应该做什么？
But then we should think about us being a parent, a mother, a father, a son, or a daughter. What should we do?
每一个人在地上都扮演很多的角色。
We all play many roles on earth.
而且随着年日的长大，角色越来越多。
As we grow older, the roles are increasing.
你看孩子小的时候，他可能只是个儿子，只是个女儿，或是兄弟姐妹，顶多两三个角色。
When a child is young, he at the most have two or three roles of being a child or a sibling.
大了一点，他变成学生；再大一点，他有职业，有教会的弟兄姊妹，或是他是长老，或是他是什么，角色越来越多。
As he grows older, then he will have a career, and then he becomes a servant in God's house, or maybe elders, or deacon, and he has a lot of responsibilities.
就像我讲的，上一次我讲的，他可能将来他也变成爸爸，他也是儿子，他也是孙子，他也是祖父。
As I mentioned last time, maybe this person can be a son and a father, and a grandson and a grandfather.
弟兄姊妹，在这么多的角色里面，
in all of these roles,
其实最直接的就是叫做直系亲属，就是夫妻、父母、兄弟这样子的关系。
The most direct relationship like between husband and wife and parent and children.
那这些关系都是神所特殊特殊特殊赋给我们的。
These are special relationships that God has ordained for us.
我们在每一个角色上都应该回到圣经上来，能够好好好好的扮演好我们的角色。
So in order to play these roles well, to fulfill the responsibilities, we got to go back to the Bible.
不要把责任丢给别人。
Please do not just blame on others.
所以你不好，千万不要说我爸妈不好。
If you are not good, please don't blame on your parents.
那你的孩子不好，你也不要认为说这个是一定是因为你不好。
And if your children are not good, please don't naturally blame on yourself.
我在这里想今天要大概讲什么的时候，我就突然想起这个圣经里面好爸爸的这个记载不多哈。
So as I was preparing this message, and then I remember there aren't that many recordings of good fathers in the Bible.
上个礼拜于师母讲了这个Abigail 亚比该以外，哇，这个礼拜回想好多。
Last week, Sister Nancy shared about Abigail, and then this week there were a lot of feedbacks.
因为我上礼拜不在，我听说礼拜天吃饭的时候就已经发现教会有很多喇叭。
uh, uh, I heard last Sunday, just right after the message, during lunchtime, there were already a lot of labels.
哎，那个旧举交通说教会发现有很多喇叭。我说是弟兄们自己蒙光照呢，还是姊妹们说他们家的弟兄是喇叭
？So I was wondering if it's because the brothers were confessing that they were labels, or the sisters were accusing their husbands of being labels.
他说当然是姊妹们说的了。
And of course, it's from the sisters.
所以我们弟兄很惨哈。那我这个人当然要负责任。我就说我愿意当喇叭团契的小组长。
So I feel I'm somewhat responsible for that. So I volunteer myself to be the leader for the Nabal fellowship.
那于是我安慰我们说，你们是死而复活的喇叭团契哈。
And then Sister Nancy comforted me, says that we are the resurrected Nabal fellowship.
你发现我们听到任何信息，我们马上就想到自己的伤痛啊。
You see that our natural reaction to messages that we heard is that we think about our own wounds and hurts.
姊妹就在想我的弟兄真像喇叭，弟兄就在想我的姊妹为什么不像亚比该。
So the wives would think, how come my husband is just like Nabal? And then the husband would think, how come my wife is not like Abigail?
能够那样子智慧温柔的这个防止我犯错哈。
How come my wife cannot be like Abigail, so gentle and wise to prevent me from making mistakes?
你发现我们在扮演角色上，我们常常把责任丢给别人。
You see that we often blame on others for our roles.
所以我们忽略了自己该负的角色。
And we neglected our own responsibilities.
我就想到以色列。分成南国北国以后
As I thought about Israel after the kingdoms being divided into north and south kingdoms,
北国一共有19个王
So the north kingdom had 19 kings.
有几个好王
Do you know how many good ones?
None, 一个都没有，十九个全是坏王
None, all 19 of them were.
那南国20个朝代里面20个王里面几个好王
So in south kingdom, there were 20 kings. How many good ones?
好八个好
Eight.8 out of 20.
通通38个，对不对？39个，对不对
？So all together 39 kings.
然后有八个好王。
And then 8 of them were.
但是八个好王里面有三个是父子党。
And then 3 of them they were a father and sons.
啊，就是有三个是爸爸是好王，儿子也是好王。
So three of them were like three pairs of father and sons among the eight.
所以你稍微去思想一下哈，我现在年纪大了，万一我讲错，你们纠正我哈。
So let's think about it. And then if I make a mistake, please forgive me and correct me.
八个好王里面有三个是爸爸是好王，所以他是好王。
So Among 8 good kings, 3 of them they were good kings because their fathers were good kings.
换句话说，有五个好王，爸爸不是个好东西，对不对？那么爸爸不是好王，对不起，不应该讲好东西，因为他不是东西。
In other words, there were 5 good kings. Their fathers were not good kings.
爸爸不是好的，但是儿子却是好的。
So their fathers were not good, but their sons were good.
那尤其是西西家跟约西亚这两个，不光是好王，是带进神家大复兴的人。
Especially King Hezekiah and Josiah, not only that they were good kings, but they brought down revival in the kingdom.
上面也坏，下面也坏，他是被夹在中间，但是他们好得不得了。
But they were sandwiched. They were surrounded by bad kings.
啊，那另外我们从另外一个角度来看。
But then from another perspective.
啊，在这八个好王里面，只有三个儿子是好的。
Among the three, the eight good kings, only three.Had good sons.
换句话说，有五个好爸爸，他的儿子就是不争气。
In other words, there were five of them. Their sons were not good.
所以我们在这里看见人要负自己的责任，这是第一件事情。
So the first lesson we learn here is that we have to be responsible for ourselves.
你不可以把你的责任丢给我的爸爸，或者丢给谁，丢给旁边的人。
You cannot blame on your father or anyone around us for the roles you play.
所以在以西结书十八章跟耶利米书三十一章都讲了一个例子哈。
So in Ezekiel chapter 18 and then
跟三十一章
Jeremiah 31.
那你主说，你们从前有一个俗语说哈，父亲吃了酸葡萄，把儿子的牙齿给酸倒了。
So it says that there was a saying that when the father ate a sour grape, and then the sons would the teeth would feel sour.
你们听得懂吗，小朋友
？Do you understand?
就是爸爸吃了酸葡萄，就把儿子酸倒了，就表示 孩子是受爸爸影响的。
So in other words, children are being influenced by the parents.
但是主说以后你们不要再说这句话了。
But yet the Lord says, don't say that anymore.
你要负你自己的责任。
You have to be responsible for yourself.
你的软弱，你的堕落，你要负自己的责任。
You have to be responsible for your weaknesses and for your falling.
好，这是第一件事情，我们每一个人都不能够逃脱自己当父的责任，父亲的责任，儿子的责任。
In other words, none of us should escape our responsibilities of being a son or being a father.
那第二件事情我们要注意到的。
The second lesson we need to pay attention.
以色列北国十九个坏王底下的全部都是坏王。但他们孩子就是那代代都是坏王。
All of the 19 kings in North Kingdom, everyone was bad, and then their children were bad too.
在这南国的这个八个好王里面。
But then among the 8 good kings in the South Kingdom.
我们说过了哈，有三个是爸爸好王，所以孩子也是好王。
As I said, three of them.They were good kings because their fathers were good kings.
所以换句话说，那十二个坏王里面
，So in other words, among the 12 bad kings,
有九个是爸爸坏，所以孩子也坏。
Out of the 12 bad kings, nine of them had bad fathers.
我看很多人已经开始发呆了，你们数学还没有我这个快六十好几的人好哈。所以一共有21个就是坏，就传给坏。
So in other words, 21 of them, they were bad. And
不对不对，我自己讲错了。这个一共有26个哈，就是7个加19个，所以一共26个，就是坏，爸爸坏，孩子也坏。
So 26 of them, the fathers were bad and the sons were bad.
所以一个爸爸如果不尽责的话，孩子很容易就跟着坏。
In other words, if a father is irresponsible, it's very easy for the children to turn out to be bad.
所以爸爸真的是负的很重要的责任。
Therefore, fathers hold a great responsibility for their children.
尤其如果你是坏爸爸了。
Especially if you're a bad father.
所以我想我今天问大家，你是好爸爸还是坏爸爸？很多人都会很谦虚的承认我不是个好爸爸。
So if I ask you, are you a good or a bad father? Then a lot of them probably...would be very humble and say, I'm not a good father.
你们问我的话，我也会承认，在我很多的角色里面，我不是爸爸，没有扮演得很好。
But if you ask me, I will admit that in many of the roles I play, I'm not a good father.
所以不是好爸爸，就很容易带出不是好儿子。
So if you're not a good father, it's very likely and easy that your children are not good.
这是第二个点。
So that's the second lesson.
但是讲完第二个点，我还是要复习第一个点，免得孩子们只记得第二个点。
But then, after I talk about the second point, I have to go back and review the first point so that children will not only remember the second point.
就是你爸爸再坏，你还是可以变成很好的王。
Is that no matter how bad your father is, you can still be a good king.
就跟西西家跟约西亚是一样的。
Just like Hezekiah and Josiah.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们今天在这父亲节讲这样子一个信息的时候。
So today we talk about this message on Father's Day.
我希望我们真在乎我们到底要留给孩子什么。
I hope that we really care what kind of legacy we will leave behind.
圣经上明着讲到，孩子是神赐给我们的产业，是一个祝福。
The Bible clearly says that children are the inheritance given to us by the Lord. They are blessings.
但是另外一方面，圣经却又告诉我们，孩子是神托付给我们的，是交付给我们的，我们要像管家一样。
But then yet at other places.The scripture says that children are the commissions that God has given us, and that we have to give account.
那这是绝大部分的父母们所忽略的，就是我们是管家的责任，这点我们很忽略。
But a lot of parents are neglecting that we are but stewards.
尤其是中国的父母，孩子就是我的。
Especially Chinese parents, we like to be very possessive of our children.
我们用自己的方式硬要去塑造他成为我们的样子，但是我们忽略的是为神养育下一代。
We neglected that we are actually stewards to raise up children for God, but we willfully shape our children according to our own will.
圣经上说，你们做父亲的要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们，是 according to Bible, 不是根据你个人的看法。
According to the Bible, the scripture tells fathers to bring our children up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
不是根据现在教育学家或是世界上流行的家教方法，乃是回到圣经 back to the Bible.
We have to go back to the Bible.Not according to the educators or psychologists of the world to bring them up.
如果你们今天早上有看这个灵修专线的这个每日灵修的话，那个 Daily Bread 今天讲的那篇信息。
If you If you read the daily bread that we put online on today's message,
它里面 quote John Newton 的一首诗歌
It quotes a song from John Newton.
他说有一个风筝哈，这个台湾国语差点讲风筝，风筝在那里飞的时候
when a kite is flying in the sky.
啊，他好希望他能够自由自在的能够冲上云霄，能够随心所欲哈。
The kite would wish that he can just freely fly and soar into the sky and into the clouds.
可他心里面最遗憾的就是束缚他的就是那根风筝线。
The most regretful is that string that ties him.
他说这根风筝线把我绑得像个囚奴一样，不能够自由做我要做的，飞到我要去的地方。
So the kite is thinking to himself that because of this string, I'm like a prisoner. I cannot fly freely into the sky.
结果后来 how wonderful, 心想事成。
And how wonderful his desire became true.
线终于断了。
The string finally was broken.
他以为他可以冲上云霄飞到他要去的地方。
He thought he was able to just soar into the sky and to wherever he desires.
哪里想到他一头栽到海里面去了。
But unexpectedly, it dives into the ocean.
对，亲爱的孩子们。
Dear children,
包括我们大人们
including adults,
因为想追求自由是我们每一个人的想法。
Everyone's dream is to pursue freedom.
其实说穿了，我们不是追求真正的自由，我们只是不喜欢人管我们。
But to be honest, what's the truth is that we're not pursuing true freedom. We just don't like restraint.
大人一样。
The same with adults.
真实的自由不光是你能够做你想做的。
True freedom is not that.It's not only that you can do whatever you desire.
一定要加上你能够去做你该做的，你能够不去做你不该做的。
But true freedom is that you have the freedom to do what you ought to do, and you have the freedom to not to do what you should not do.
你试试看，当父母亲不再管你
了。Try it. If your parents never watch over you anymore.
当神不再管我们，教会不再来要求我们。
And when God never put never.Demands and then church never demands from you.
你以为从此自由了
And you think from now on you're totally free.
但是可以预见那个可怕的结局悲惨的结局马上临到
But we can foresee a tragedy coming upon you.
你没有得到你所羡慕的自由
You will not obtain the freedom you long for.
你一头栽到大海里面去
You will dive into the ocean.
那是一个没有办法 recover, 没有办法恢复的一个悲惨的结局
That would be a tragedy unrecoverable.
但是感谢神
But thank God.
刚才我们弟兄都跟我们讲到神的爱显在他对我们的饶恕
But as our brother shares that God's love is shown through his forgiveness toward us.
我们在主面前再失败再软弱都不是 not recoverable 的
No matter how weak and how much we have fallen, it's never unrecoverable.
不是像这个风筝掉到海里面去再也没用了
It's not like the kite.Dive into the ocean and then can never come back.
我们可以像浪子一样回到父的里面。
We can come back to our father like that prodigal son.
可以随时回来。
We can come back to him anytime.
让我们发现父亲永远的怀抱欢迎我们。
And we will discover that our father is forever there to embrace us.
永远用不改变的爱接纳我们。
He will always accept us with unchanging love.
那当我们地上没有一个父亲像天父这样子的完全。
Of course, there's no father on earth that's so perfect like our heavenly father.
我的老父亲年轻的时候是在教会在家里面都是严格有名的
When my father was young he was famous for being very strict both at home and at church
他下班从前门进来所有的兄弟都从后面躲起来
So whenever we heard our father coming home from work all my brothers will hide from him
因为你在他面前你就有可能暴露你的失败跟软弱所以都躲起来
Because standing in front of him, we risk being exposing our weaknesses, so the best thing is to hide.
从小我的父亲在我的心中就是严父，永远是严父。
Since my childhood, all my impression was a strict father.
等到有一天当他长癌症的时候
Until one day he had cancer.
我那时候十几岁，他把我叫到他房间里。
That time was a teenager and he called me to his room.
这是我第二次看见他在我面前流泪。
That was the second time I saw him cry.
第一次流泪是我奶奶去世的时候。
First time I saw him cry was when my grandma passed away.
因为我爷爷去世的时候我还没生我没看到。
I didn't see, I was not born yet when my grandpa passed away.
第二次流泪的时候是他对我们讲。
So the second time he shed tears when he told us the news.
他说我平常对你们很严格。
Says I used to be very strict with you.
因为我知道孩子们如果没有一个严格的父亲，他就会任意妄为。
Because I know that children will just go wild without a strict father.
所以他说我必须对你们严格。
So I have to be strict with you.
他讲的时候眼泪下来。
So when he said that, he shed tears.
因为他以为他要走了。
Because he thought he was leaving us.
那么前一阵子。当我在家里面，有老父亲现在跟我们住。
And now my father is living with us.
啊，他因为轻微的中风，造成他各方面都已经不像从前那么能干、正常了。
So he's not as capable as he used to be because of a minor stroke.
啊，越来越像个孩子。
So he's becoming more and more like a child.
有一天我坐在他旁边，我手搭在他的肩上。
And one day I was sitting next to him and I put my arm around his shoulder.
啊，这个小的时候叫做大胆，叫做冒犯。
But before, if I did that when I was a child, it would be like an offense.
我没想到我的老父亲头突然靠在我的头上。
But unexpectedly, my father would just lean, put his head on my shoulder.
我的眼泪都下来了。
And then I just cried.
从来没跟我爸爸有过这样子的关系。
I never had such a relationship with my dad.
我可以知道他里面其实很需要爱，因为他满了爱。
I knew that he must desire love so much because he himself is full of love.
虽然他照他的方式用很严格的方式管我们。
Even though he disciplined us in a strict way, in his own way.
但一点都不代表他不爱我们。
But it doesn't mean that he doesn't love us.
所以我希望年轻的孩子们不要忽略了，不要误会了父母亲对我们的爱。
So young children, I hope you will not neglect or even misunderstand your parents' love.
我们需要这一条风筝线带领我们走正路。
We need that string tied to the kite in order to lead us on the right path.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。